Well, it's the scheme that was introduced for the first time last year, Greg, Community Involvement Scheme, where the department provides 75% of the allocation and the other 25% is made up by the local contribution. So I'm glad that an additional 732,000 has been approved for Donegal this year.
What kind of work was carried out with this money last year?
Excellent work, and actually, the fact I had the pleasure of opening one of them yesterday, that was reported on Highland Radio, the news road by the Maharigallan GA field. It cost 210,000, 168 provided by the government, and the balance of 40,000 the local contribution. And it was so successful last year, it was introduced a pilot basis that they are extending it greatly this year. And one of the grants this year that gives me great satisfaction is that 210,000 has been approved for resurfacing the road from East Town to West Town, Tory Island, an attractive place for tourism. The roads were deteriorating lately, and it certainly will be a great addition to facilities in Tory, if I can put it that way.
Some people, though, will still not be comfortable with this notion that the local community has to at least part fund what would be seen in some cases as essential infrastructure.
Perhaps some do, but from our experience last year, every scheme that was every allocation that was made last year was taken up very gladly by the communities. And as I say, it can be in the form of a financial contribution or a benefit in kind. It can be work, it can be providing material. There are many ways it can be done. It was very successful last year, and that is the reason why additional funding has been provided this year. And I know that there are communities in Donegal, unfortunately, who are not included in this year, but would very gladly accept the grant and make sure that the work is carried out.